Well, today we have a guest joining us here in studio. Dave Chase is with us this morning, representing the Nishna Valley Trails Group. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Bike trails are getting to be the thing again now, with the weather getting nicer, and folks are looking forward to getting out and enjoying some of those locations, and bike trails are starting to become more and more of a thing here locally, aren't they?
You could have asked me that in April, and I would have said that we wouldn't ever get back on the trails again with that weather, but thankfully things have turned around.
Absolutely. Hopefully we get some of this rain, the steady rain, behind us and move on to, I don't know, there's no such thing as a normal weather pattern anymore, is there?
Not anymore.
We find our times when we get out and do some things. Well, it's kind of been an exciting time. Last few years has seen some progress here locally with trails, bike, recreational trails here in the area. I don't have to look far out my window to see some of that work here. It's taken a lot of money. It's taken a lot of effort, a lot of support from folks. But you're continuing on. You've gotten continued support. I was surprised to see a letter that you sent out here recently. It seems like it's just a constant, please, folks, help us out financially so we can continue to move forward. This letter was a lot more positive about where things have gone. People are really supportive.
Yes, and they really are. And I don't know whether it's a matter of priming the pump, but now that people see the progress that's been made and people are utilizing the trail systems and they're seeing the potential for connections like we are promoting in this particular project, people have been very gracious. And, of course, we've got some public-private partnerships here that are in play with the municipal utilities and the Park and Rec Board and the city. So that's encouraging, too, not only for projects like this, but for other projects in the community. People working together.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know people sometimes speak with their checkbooks, but what kind of feedback are you getting from folks? It must be pretty positive if you're getting this kind of support.
Yeah, and a lot of people have included notes in their donation, their contributions. Thanks, keep up the good work. We'd like to see continued progress with the trail systems in the area. And like you said, they give us support through their checkbook, and that's the important thing. These projects are expensive. We don't like to put burdens on the tax base, and that's one thing we're pretty proud of. We have utilized very, 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 very little tax money in this. It's basically been through grants and personal donations.
Well, and there are parks across the country that have user fees that are charged to be able to use those. Some have donation boxes right out at the trailhead locations. We don't do that type of thing here. We're fortunate to have the kind of support that allows people just to use it freely.
Yes, and that's one good thing about the cooperation of the Park and Recreation Department is they can build this into their budget as far as the minimal maintenance that's required, the mowing and cleaning off the trails, and that obviates the necessity of having these fees and donation boxes around. That's one of the parts about public-private cooperation that really pays off.
You bet. Well, folks, for the last year or so now have been able to enjoy the trail out there at the Shulberg Quarry Park area, and they've been able to kind of loop their way back over here and right out toward our parking lot back here. But that's kind of where it just kind of stopped, and then they go back again. Soon they won't have to stop there, right?
Soon they won't have to stop. They can continue on through the athletic complex across the street from KJN, go on down parallel to Olive Street to the AMU wellhead site, and continue on through the wellhead site with a hard surface trail system that will be approximately 6.2 miles when all completed and tied into the Shulberg quarries.
And I know folks have been looking forward to a time, hopefully in our lifetimes, when we will be able to tie this into the T-Bone Trail as well, where it spurs off up on, was it Boston Road?
Yeah, Boston Road, yeah. And Great River Road goes up from the Atlantic Municipal Utilities wellhead site. That's currently a county road. And one exciting development here, although it hasn't come to fruition, is there's been some experimentation by the county engineer with respect to low-cost hard surfacing that would hard surface Great River Road. That has not panned out particularly particularly well at this point, but it's still in the experimental stage. If we could get a low-cost way to hard surface that road, that would give us a connection to the T-Bone Trail. That's our hope.
Yeah, and it would be a lot less expensive, obviously, to a place to do that, because you don't have to build a separate trail along there. But also, I know folks who might be a little bit leery about riding off of a trail and get back onto streets. These are pretty low-level streets as far as the traffic goes.
And the traffic is not heavy at all, and that's why we'd like to stay away from Olive Street and the connection out that direction, is because of the traffic and the safety concerns. We're trying to make this as safe for people as possible so everybody in the family can enjoy it.
Absolutely. Well, because trails aren't just for bicycles. They're for all kinds of things, and folks want to get a chance to get out and use those in a positive way. Mm-hmm. I noticed, we talked about donations and stuff earlier. I noticed that, for example, the Lions Club, you mentioned in the letter, made a donation. Who all is donating? Is it businesses, individuals, groups, organizations?
All of the above. We've been very grateful to service clubs in the area, the Lions Club being the last donor. The Rotary Club's been very supportive. Cass County Community Foundation has been another big supporter of ours, and the local banks, the financial institutions have also come on board. TS Bank gave us a $7,500 grant about a year ago, and of course we just have waited now to collect the money to be able to do this project. So, and personal, I don't want to discount personal contributions. We have memorial money being given to us. For example, for the late Scott Detter, $4,000 came to help us with our trail development. Things like that are happening, and they only happen because of the word that's out, and the actual people can see that things are happening. Not to discount the support that we've received from the media as well. This has kept this in front of the public eye, and we're very appreciative of that, and I want to include you in that. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Talking about the work that's being done, too, when we talk about this next stage, I know folks have been, because this has been a long time coming. You've been doing this over 20 years. It's been a long time in this process to make this come to reality. But we don't want folks to think that it's just, it's somewhere down the road, this next phase. This work's going to start soon.
Yeah, this work is actually, you can look out your windows right now and the contractors are across the street. Equipment's on site with the AMU portion of this right now, and they're going to start laying concrete this coming week, Jim.
Wow, that's pretty exciting to be able to make these things happen and happen so quickly. I don't want to sound like this is the end now. We've gotten to the point, yay, where we're going to get this all finished up, because it's been such a long process. I know you imagined this happening at some point when a lot of this had started, but it just seems like it's been such a long process to get this going. It's got to be satisfying.
Yeah, it is very satisfying. My father was instilled in me the I hope the quality of persistence, and persistence has been, and patience has been an important value to have during all of this, because it has taken a long time. And this is not untypical of other areas in the state. These projects just over the long haul take a long time because they are expensive. But then you see the payoff like we're seeing today, and it's very gratifying.
Thousands of dollars is always appreciated in donations, but hundreds, even tens of dollars is appreciated. It all helps you to get to where you need to go. If folks want to make a donation of any size, how would they do that?
I would do that to my trusted treasurer, Roland Landsness, who has been on board with this project since the 1990s, like I have been, and his address is 1200 Chestnut Street in Atlantic. You can send a check to Nishna Valley Trails. It is tax deductible. We're a 501c3 organization, so you can write it off on your taxes. But that's how to make a donation.
It's a good community project.
Well, thank you. We like the healthful aspects of it, the economic development aspects of it. But, you know, the fun thing is to see people out with strollers and bikes enjoying these trails and enjoying the environment.
Absolutely. And hopefully maintenance and upkeep part of that over the years will continue to be supported as well, because it doesn't just end when the last little bit of concrete is poured.
No, that's right. We want the trail system to look good. Want the maintenance to continue, and that have full confidence in the Park and Recreation Department to continue to do that. And we have about 90 members in Nishna Valley Trails who donate their time to help on special projects, cleanups, and things like that. So we're in it for the long haul.
Yeah, I know some of the high school students helped out during their service learning day this year, too.
There was about 20 high school students that went up to the T-Bone Trail and helped Bruce Henderson, who coordinated the project up there, to clean up trees, branches, stuff on the trail, and they worked hard. Very, very thankful for that. And so that shows that they're interested in giving back to the community, which is that's going to pay dividends in other areas, just not only trails.
It's an all-around community project, you bet. Well, Dave, exciting. Look forward to seeing the progress. Thanks for stopping by.
You're welcome, Jim, anytime.